Welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Being Honest, episode 7 with your host, me, Eric Cristiano. How's everybody doing? How's your weekend? Well, how was your weekend, should I say? Was it fun? Did you stay in and relax? Did you chill? I had a pretty mellow weekend. Again, do I just not do anything? What's going on in my life? No. I like this. I like not doing anything. No. I'm so sick of, I'm just sick of going out. I prefer to, alright, actually this weekend, I went by my friend Katie and Gretchen's house, and, yeah, I colored. Think about that. We had some pizza, we had some beer, and then we colored. And I got really into it, and I didn't think I was going to. But yeah, mellow. So, I've been gaming like an animal. Well, as much as I can with my free time. And, let me tell you something. This new game I got, Tom Clancy's The Division, is seriously one of the best games I've ever played in a long time. And, yes, I'm a 31-year-old gamer. What's it to you? I've been playing games since Atari. I've been playing games since I was a little kid, forever. And if I have a free day, which is rare-ish, I could play, especially this game, for hours. I'll look at the clock and wonder, where the hell did 4 hours go? Okay, all right, let's be honest. 8 hours. Where did 8 hours go? All this time I could have been doing something productive, and instead I'm sitting here just gaming out. But yeah, man, there's these certain games, especially Tom Clancy, they get you hooked. The first game I was probably ever hooked on to the point where I was playing for hours, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. And then Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six 2. Oh, no, wait. Vegas. Yeah, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas. And then Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2. Two of the greatest games. It's so funny, too, because I have Xbox One. But, oh, yeah, when I downloaded the oh, my God, my tongue is all over the place. When I downloaded the game Tom Clancy's Siege, it came with both of those games, Vegas, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2. So I put them on, and I can't believe I played those games for hours. I'm talking hours, and I look at them now and they're so boxy and garbage looking compared to now. It's crazy. But this new game, If you look at that, how far am I going to look back and say, holy shit, I can't believe how crappy the graphics were on The Division? I can't see them doing it, though. The graphics are really damn, they're so good. And if you haven't got it yet, if you're not a gamer, then this isn't for you. But if you're a gamer, I highly, highly recommend picking up Tom Clancy's The Division. I just said The Division. Jesus Christ. The Division. It's a for real amazing game. Shit is awesome. Really is it's really good. So my buddy out there, he gave me some feedback from last week's episode. Not great, mind you. I was like, well, not that it was bad, but he was like, isn't it supposed to be a comedy show? Like, all right, for one thing, let me just set the record straight. I put comedy, and I have to start taking it out, because this is more of a general talk. I actually should have asked my friend Katie what is the proper way to say what this would be, because it's probably a better word than general talk. But it's general talk. It's comedy. It's, you get it. You know, it's just listen when you're bored. I don't know what to tell you. Or don't, you know, or don't listen. What do you think about that? Either listen or don't listen. There's only two options. 50-50, you know? What was I at? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he's telling me. He was like, you know, he didn't sound like an asshole when he said it. I'm over exaggerating how he said it. He was like, isn't this supposed to be a comedy? I'm like, you know, like, this isn't a fucking, this isn't a sitcom. This isn't SNL. I don't have a team of writers in the back writing for me. I'm writing all this shit myself. You know, my process is pretty much starting Monday, starting today. I'll start jotting down, like, bullet points. I'm not reading off of a full script. I just, throughout the week until Monday, I jot down topics to talk about. This isn't a sitcom, all right? I don't have, well, actually it is. I go by episodes, so I'm kind of, like, shitting on myself right now. but yeah, I don't know what to tell you, you know, you either laugh, you either get my sense of humor or you don't, but, I don't have 10 people in a room writing jokes for me. This is all by me, just like a stand-up comedian. And I get it, you know, they usually come through, especially people who are known. Anyways, moving on, I had a patient the other night, and she was watching, she was something Spanish, something Latino, you know. She told me it was a Colombian soap opera. But have you ever seen these? Have you ever seen these Latino soap operas? they really are the most funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. It's like you could put it on at any moment and you think it's about to be a porno. at any moment you pop this thing on, it's the crazy music, it's a beautiful Latino woman with some guy saying something in Spanish or whatever he's speaking in, and with the music in the background. Am I? Oh, my God. Why is this microphone sound all jacked up? Yo. Nah, it's all right. I think I was just talking a little too close into it. Okay. Here we go. This sounds better, right? This sounds better. Hello? Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. And tell you. See, I sing to myself. what the fuck am I doing? So these sitcoms. Oh no, not sitcoms. I got sitcoms stuck in my head. These Colombian or Latino, whatever they are, soap operas are hysterical. I beg you, any one of you, to put it on and think a porno is not about to break out. With this hot chick in, like, kind of a torn-up dress. And some dude is yelling something in Spanish at her. And it's music over... The music is so loud, it's actually overpowering some of their voices. That's how ridiculous it gets. And the acting is horrible. So you really... It just looks like a porno. I don't know. It's really fucking funny. Anyways. So I got my first email. Think about that. I got my first email. It's very exciting. I actually have not looked at it. So, you know what? I have to pull it up. And I did it specifically so when I read it, it doesn't seem like it's, pre-read or something like that. Hold on. I need a sip of a drink. A little coffee. Folgers. I'm name dropping like crazy over here. Folgers should hook me up. I want some free Folgers. I want some free Xbox shit. What else? What else do I say? Do I mention Apple? Apple. I want some Apple shit. So I just said Apple a bunch of times. Maybe Apple will send me some shit. Anyways. All right. So I'm going to open it up for the first time. Never, here it is. So I knew what the topic was going to be because he put in the subject line, conspiracy theories. So he goes, "Hello, Eric. My name is Matt, and I'm from Wichita, Kansas." Look at that. Holy shit, that's cool. What's up, Matt? What's going on, buddy? Thank you for tuning in. That's awesome. All right, back to the email. I've been following you since your third episode and had to backtrack to catch up. Love the show and the name. LOL. Very intriguing. LOL. Anyways, okay. All right, back to the email. On your last episode, you asked four people to write in if they... Dude, you gotta stop putting some commas in here. All right, I'm not going to shit on my first writer. All right. On your last episode, you asked for people to write in if they had a topic for you to get your take on it. Okay, I get it. So I decided to write in and wonder what you think about conspiracy theories? ? And if you are a believer in them as I am. Oh my God, I'm sorry. And if you are a believer in them as I am, I know you are from New York. So on the topic of conspiracy theories, what are your thoughts on the 9/11 conspiracy theories, if you have ever heard of them? One being that our own government had something to do with the attacks. I didn't think this got dark. And second, aliens. Oh, all right. He continues. I don't know if you ever seen the YouTube videos of the lights on the sides of the buildings before. If not, here's the link. Love to hear your thoughts and keep up the good work. Just being honest, Matt. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool sign off. Okay. All right. 9/11's a little touchy. But maybe. No, I'm kidding. That would have been like the most vague answer in the history of answers. All right. Let's go with your second thing. I don't need to click this link because I actually know what you're talking about. I've seen these videos before, and nah, dude. Let me just tell you right out. I mean, it would be. I believe absolutely that there are other people out there, but in those videos, dude, those lights and stuff on the sides of the buildings or wherever they're coming from, I've seen a couple of them. I've seen the ones even too when they zoom in on it and you see the lights shooting up and down, dude. That's all photoshopped. Like, I don't know. There's no way that's real. It's all photoshopped shit. So that you could probably 98% rule out. I mean, that's just my thoughts. Our own government. I don't know, man. Would we really do that to ourselves? Like, I don't know. That's my own, because I've heard that rumor before also. I can't see our own government trying to attack us in that form. I don't know. Maybe if they would have did something like that, I don't know if they would have killed so many people, but maybe for population control. So I'm not going to say no. I mean, there's obviously an absolute possibility to it. That's a good one though. Because I really don't think about it as much like that. And that's a good one, but all right, let's see. I'm assuming you're trying to talk about like the New World Order shit, because it kind of goes together. Okay. Would our own government do that to us? See, if you hear in the background someone knocking on my door, it's most likely going to be a guy in a trench coat and a brimmed hat, and you're going to hear me scream, and then I'm going to be gone because I'm talking about this shit. and then we'll prove your point. But actually, we won't, because I won't be able to upload this, and I'll be dead. So that's fun. All right, conspiracy theory with, I don't know, dude. I'll tell you right now, though, the alien thing you could rule out, because it's. Yeah, I think it's silly. And then also with the government thing, there's a possibility. I'm not going to rule it out. I can't say no. I can't say yes. But I will say there absolutely is a possibility that our own government could have had something to do with it. Why not, right? We don't know. We have no idea. We're never behind those doors to know what the conversations go down. Or if it was another form of government. Like that, what's it called? Something to see. Oh my God, what is it? Cobalt or something like that? I can't think of it. It sounds like I'm saying that guy's name. The talk show guy. Shit. I'm saying a thousand times through this. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. Thank you for writing in. I appreciate it. Write in next week again, dude. Give me another topic. That was cool. On conspiracy theories, I'll pull up some, and we'll stick on this topic. Let me see. Let's find a good one, and I'll give you my thoughts on it. But that's what that's the best I could do for you. The best I could say is, excuse me, I have no idea about the government. I could say it's definitely a possibility. And I could also say that the aliens, I'm telling you, those videos are photoshopped. Nobody's seen that shit in real life. That's all photoshopped. Anybody could do it. No, that didn't happen. All right, let's look at. Okay, here's a good one. But yes, Matt, thank you. Appreciate you writing in. That's awesome, dude. Like I said, anytime anybody has a chance to write in, if they want me to talk about a topic, that was my first one. I apologize if it was shitty, but sorry, fuck it, you know. Just being honest over here. I don't know what to tell you. I did my best. Okay, I've heard this one a lot. I don't know what this one. It's called The Reptilian Elite. Let's read it. Popularized by former BBC sports writer David, Lick? I don't know. Yeah, Lick. His theory that anyone holding a position of power or influence is actually a bloodthirsty, extraterrestrial, shape-shifting reptile. Since then, he has written several books on the topic and not surprisingly been awarded the title Paranoid of the Decade. Paranoid of the Decade. Okay. To stick with conspiracy theories, I've seen this a shitload of times, the reptilian thing, where you'll see the Queen of England, you'll see her face all of a sudden kind of turn into a reptilian looking thing. I don't know, man. The reptilian thing is very weird to me. Like aliens, maybe because aliens have been around forever, you know, at least the talk about, and reptilian for me personally is new-ish. It's really weird. I've seen a bunch of them. One time I went on a full YouTube kick on the reptilian and I've seen a shitload of videos. And one guy did post a video of him videotaping, like, his DVR'd. He must have recorded the news, and he caught it. Look what it looked like, a guy kind of turning, like, green on the side of his face. And it did look weird. I can't say it didn't. And that's the only one that kind of holds weight, because what's it called? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to pull up the next one. Because of the fact that it wasn't just a video and all of a sudden someone's shape-shifting, and that could, like I said, that could easily be done with Photoshop. This guy was actually videoing it with his phone to a television. So it did look legit to me. And it was definitely a DVR, because you could see at the bottom. I mean, he could have recorded it, of course, but why go through this much trouble, right? I don't know. But yeah, the reptilian thing, I don't believe in. I think it's a little silly. I think it's a little weird. Let's see. Let's find another one. So yeah, I don't believe in the reptilian shit. That's another weird one. Let's see. Let's try to find another one. Hold up. Oh wait, I know where another one. Wait. Oh no. I'm sorry. I'm hitting too many buttons over here. I'm trying to go fast so I don't keep you guys waiting. And it's I'm hitting too many things. I'm hitting too many buttons. Okay. Oh, here's like the one of the more famous ones. Hang on a second. Let me take a sip. Okay. The moon landing. Let's read what it says. In one of the most popular conspiracy theories of our time, proponents, what? Argue, I don't know. I don't know what that says. Argue that the, that sounds stupid. Excuse me. In one of the most popular conspiracy theories of our time, people argue that the moon landing was actually an elaborate hoax, and all the pictures suddenly taken hundreds of thousands of miles away were actually taken in studios right here on Earth. Okay. That's another big one that I've heard 1,000 times, with the shadows don't match up, or there's the way the flag moves and stuff like that. For one thing, the way the flag was made, I think there were springs in it or something like that to keep it upright. Because there's no gravity in space, people. Okay. And by the... I don't know why I'm yelling at you guys. But also, and they were saying too, with the... It looked like there were two suns because of the shadows. For one thing, space does not abide by any rules of Earth. So we can't go by any of that shit. And apparently, from what I read, that... What was it? There was... The sun... Well, the sun is obviously much bigger than the Earth. So it could have been coming from around the Earth. No, I'm just killing my own thought, because then that would have to be like a lunar eclipse or something like that, that we were lined up. All right, let's just, it doesn't matter though. I believe it's real. I really don't think that we, because some people today still believe that we've never even went to space ever, like ever. And there's no way. We've 100% been to space before. I'm kind of a space nerd, and all that shit. Oh, I hear my co-host. Oh, he can't see me. You can't go by that shit, because we 100% have been to space before. Okay, it's a fact. I don't want to hear this bullshit. And I am a conspiracy theory. Like, I'm calling myself a conspiracy theorist. I'm a sort of a conspiracy theorist. Am I saying that right? Jesus fucking Christ. I believe in some conspiracy theories, I guess. But it's got to be, you know, if you're going to write in and you're going to tell me something about a conspiracy theory, you got to hold some weight with it. You got to give me some type of facts. Nothing against you there, Matt, but you got to give me your take on it and why you believe it's real or not. You know, and I'll either agree with you or not, but the Mars landing, that happened. All right. Let's see. The Holocaust. This is one of them. It seems crazy. Let's read this one. It seems crazy, and it is, but there are actually people out there who believe the Holocaust never happened. They claim that there was no government policies against Jews, that gas chambers were never used, and that the actual number of Jews killed was many times less than the historically accepted figure of 5 to 6 million. All right. First off, the Holocaust absolutely happened. That's just... All right, maybe the number's off. Maybe not as many Jews... maybe not 5 to 6 million Jews were killed, but the Holocaust absolutely happened. I mean, I can't believe this is even on the list. And to let you guys know, this is like a top 25 list. And this is fourth. So, and it's going as in, you know, number one's the craziest one. This is a close to a high one, I guess, because it's so crazy that people believe that it never happened. Yeah, it is crazy because that absolutely happened. I'm not Jewish, but it absolutely happened. I don't know what me being Jewish has to do with anything. I mean, me not being Jewish has to do with anything, but yeah, that the Holocaust happened, people. So I don't know who the hell thinks that. All right, moving on. I don't even want to stay on that topic anymore. It's like super crazy. Let's see. Area 51, Roswell. Let's see what this says. Ever since an unknown object crashed near Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, there has been hundreds of conspiracy theories put forth concerning its true nature. Along with Area 51, which the U.S. government didn't even acknowledge existed until 2003. Really? I didn't even know that. I thought people knew that way before 2003. These theories have formed the backbone of our culture's obsession with aliens and UFOs. All right, that's not true anyway, because people were obsessed with aliens and UFOs way before Roswell. The Roswell incident, whatever you want to call it. So, right there, at least in this statement alone, that's bullshit because, what do they say? They say it's on, I'm trying to think, like the Egyptian walls. Excuse me. I'm like burping over here. I don't know why. That it was carved, it was etched into the some of the Egyptian walls. So that's going really far back. I don't even want to put a date on it because I don't want to sound stupid. I'd have to do a little bit of fact checking. But that's all right. So Roswell, what is the claim here, though? Ever since the unknown object Roswell, there's 164. I guess I'm asking myself: do I believe in the Roswell thing? Do I believe in Area 51? Yeah, I do. I personally do. I believe that there's probably a fake. I'm trying to see how to put this. There's probably a fake building on top, you know, like a military outpost on top of it, where it looks like a base, like a U.S. Base. And then below probably goes, who the hell knows how far down, But there's probably just layers, just there's probably levels that it goes down, and I have no idea what they're doing there. Maybe they're just doing it. It doesn't necessarily have to be. I don't know if they're whole. All right. I guess it means. Do I believe if there are aliens in Area 51? I have no idea. I'm the type of person I kind of have to see it to believe it. So it's difficult for me to. It's difficult for me to believe in anything if I don't actually see it with my own eyes. For instance, to make a long story short, because now I'm running out of time. I was hiking through. I live in Staten Island, New York. Okay, so in Staten Island, New York, if you look it up on the map, there's a place called Greenbelt, and it's like a wooded area where you could walk through. It's pretty far. It goes across. It's not that far, but you know, it's I think the longest it goes is, let's just say 20 miles. That it stretches 20 miles. Yeah, at least the longest trail. Is around that area. I do have the map around somewhere. Anyways, so there's a place called Hairdill Hill. It was the name of the guy who tried to build a vineyard there, right? Now, mind you, it's on top of rock. So when this guy, let's just pretend his name was John. I should probably look it up, but it's okay. Maybe it is John. I don't know. So John Hairdill, do not... hold me to that first name. The last name is accurate. John Hairdill went up to, and also this takes place probably in the 1800s. So I'm not exactly sure on the date also, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter about the story. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of a background. So let's pretend it took place in the 1800s, early 1900s. I doubt it though. Most likely 1800s. Went there, tried to build a vineyard. He had this little cottage house. If you still go there today, there are like, pretty much the only thing that's holding up are steps. But you can see his whole cottage house that was built with bricks did crumble down. So it's still there-ish. It's very, you know, it's all rubble. It's all kind of like, looks like ruins. Anyways, if you would look at these steps and then turn directly to your right and you look forward, there is these trees that are slanting over. Mind you, the hill is probably 25 to 30 feet away from where the trees are buckling over, where you would assume if it was on a hill, they would be buckling over at the hill. So it was a little, I thought it was odd that it was flat ground and these trees are tipped over to the side when the hill is further away. Anyways, moving on. I'm going to take a picture because I thought it was strange looking. So I'm going to take this picture, and my mic just made a weird pop sound. Anyways, I'm going to take this picture. I swear to you, it is what it is. I'm taking a picture. I see something pop. I see something really far away, but not with my eyes, only on the phone. Kind of do like a dip in and out, right? So I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I'm trying to take the picture, and I use an Apple. iPhone, so I'm hitting the thing, nothing's happening, all of a sudden, blah, 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 it takes like 10 pictures in a row, right? I didn't even check them. I mean, I checked them right there, but I didn't see anything. So, this was probably the following day, I went to work, I'm at work, I start zooming in on the pictures. I see this weird-ass figure. I'll post it up soon. I'll post it on my Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, something like that, or all three of them. And I see this weird-ass figure with, like, five, like, lights above its head. You could see, like, a shoulder, a chest plate, kind of like a structure of a face where you could see eyes. Looks like a mustache, but it's probably a mouth. You could see, like, a nose. It's really weird. Very bizarre. And for me, I don't think it was, like, a ghost because, I honestly don't really believe in ghosts anymore. I believe in, like, spirits. A ghost. I mean, every time you see a ghost, it's always like that Victorian style, you know, that with their white dresses and stuff like that. It's weird to me, so I don't really believe in the ghost thing anymore. Why don't you see cavemen ghosts? You know what I mean? Or why don't you see a ghost with a kid wearing Jordans? Like, you don't see that shit. You only see that stereotypical Victorian style ghost. That's why I don't really believe in it. Anyway, so the picture, like I said, literally you could see like this dude's arm, his shoulder, whatever it is. It's not a person, obviously. And every other, I looked at every single picture that I took after that. It's the exact same picture. I mean, I didn't move an inch. So it took 9 pictures in a row. It was like 9 or 10 pictures in a row. I zoomed in on all of them. It's not there. So you could see, it's like if the guy, or whatever it is, alien, poked in and then poked out again. Really weird. I don't know. I wish I could tell you what it was. Maybe after I post it, you guys can tell me. I don't know. Or at least give me your thoughts on it. Because it really is fucking weird. All right. That's the end of the show. I'm rambling on over here. I can go for an hour right now. Oh, all right. So that was awesome that I got an email. If that starts happening more often, like I've said in the past, I'll start doing like a Thursday show where it's just reads. And I'll do like a segment of Eric's thoughts on whatever the hell you guys write in. And I'll try to work that in on a Thursday because I can make it obviously an entire half hour episode of just emails, depending on how many I get. If I get 5 emails, I can go on for a half hour easily, if not an hour. But I'll try to stick with the half hour. I'm already almost on 40 minutes now. So, all right, listen, everybody, have a great week. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next Monday. All right, have a good week, people. Later.